98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Late summer storms hammer Central Kansas. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. The Central County Commission has approved changes to stormwater management. What it means for county residents coming up.
Wichita woman sentenced for the death of her young son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
New migrant detention center planned for Louisiana. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Several thunderstorms packing high wind and large hail rumbled through Wichita and parts of Central Kansas Wednesday evening. Hail as large as baseballs reported from Salina to Wichita. Winds up to 70 miles per hour and heavy rain leading to street flooding in some places also reported. And the storm caused some damage to trees and vehicles and buildings. No injuries are reported. Storm knocked out power to about 5,000 customers in the Wichita area.
Sedgwick County Commissioners approving changes to county code regarding stormwater management.
In 2016, stormwater quality and downstream channel protection standards were removed from development requirements in unincorporated Sedgwick County outside of urban boundaries. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says water concerns affect him and his constituents.
Water quality and quantity is one of the number one issues in my district. It is one of the number one issues in my district. And I think that as someone who's voting on these things and leading in these conversations, that I'm expected to try to deal with some of these challenges.
State officials confirm that surface water pollutants such as atrazine have been found in the groundwater associated with sandpit lakes in the county. Stormwater runoff into Lake Afton includes nutrients from fertilizers that feed blue-green algae blooms, which are toxic. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Commissioner Jim Howell was the only no vote, saying he was not in favor of increasing water regulations above what the state and federal government have already established. He also said the changes would make it more expensive to build homes in the county.
A Wichita woman has been sentenced to life in prison for the death of her 2-year-old son.
30-year-old Stephanie Aviles was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Jacob Aviles on September 29, 2019. She was also found guilty of child abuse and aggravated child endangerment for an incident that took place in June of 2019. Aviles was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for 25 years for murder, 34 months for child abuse, and 7 months for child endangerment. Avila's then-boyfriend, Bernito Gonzalez Mahala, faces the same charges and is scheduled for a jury trial to begin December 8th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The newest Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center announced by federal and state officials in Louisiana.
The Louisiana State Penitentiary, a maximum security prison known as Angola, will house ICE's Camp 57, named for the state's 57th governor, Jeff Landry, who said the worst undocumented immigrants will be detained here.
Gang members, rapists, drug dealers, human smugglers that have no place in this country.
Governor Landry said 51 detainees are already there. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem added, that's just the beginning.
We now have about 200 criminal illegal aliens who are scheduled to be detained here at this facility.
That number could be as high as 400 when this Louisiana lockup reaches its capacity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Donald Trump could be sending National Guard troops to another Democrat-led city. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
The president suggested that New Orleans, Louisiana, could be his next target for deploying the National Guard to help fight crime, joining cities like Chicago and Baltimore and, of course, Washington, D.C. on his list of cities that are in need of a crime crackdown. Here in the nation's capital, the White House reports more than 1,760 arrests have been made citywide since the president first announced mobilization of federal forces back on August 7th.
Some New Orleans officials have joined lawmakers in Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington in protesting against the president's threats, arguing crime rates have already been dropping. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we're just a few minutes away from our season-opening edition of Minute with Mitch. 60-second preview of the Chiefs game coming up with play-by-play voice Mitch Holtis. We got Minute with Mitch coming up in a few.
Missouri lawmakers in special session to redraw the maps. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, 59 degrees. The Missouri House of Representatives began the second special session of the year Wednesday afternoon, focused on plans to gerrymander Missouri's congressional map to favor Republicans and to allow rural voters a disproportionate say in whether the state adopts amendments to the Constitution. Governor Mike Keogh called lawmakers back to last Friday to pass a new congressional map to carve up the Kansas City area and make it into more conservative-leaning areas for voting.
A big change coming to Social Security. It may affect hundreds of thousands of people in the United States.
At the end of this month, no more checks in the mail from Social Security. President Trump signed an executive order in March mandating all federal payments be made electronically starting September 30th by way of direct deposits and credit cards. The White House says checks cost more to process and they're vulnerable to fraud. Nearly 400,000 people still get check payments from Social Security, and the administration says it's contacting them to notify them of the change. The White House says some exceptions will be made for people who don't have access to digital payments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Florida health officials are moving to be the first state to remove vaccine mandates for children attending school. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol in Miami has details.
Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo made the announcement calling vaccine requirements wrong and immoral.
Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
Florida currently requires students to be vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, and polio before enrolling in public schools. Latipo, who has long been critical of vaccines, says the state health department can eliminate its own rules for some vaccine mandates, but others would require action by the Florida legislature.
Latipo says the move allows parents to make educated decisions for their children.
Four police officers in southeast Idaho involved in a fatal shooting have been cleared of charges.
17-year-old Victor Perez was shot multiple times in April after four officers opened fire. The nonverbal autistic teen was holding a knife on the other side of a chain-link fence at his home in Pocatello. The cops won't face charges as State Attorney General Raul Labrador determined Wednesday their actions were justified. Labrador says the investigation showed officers did not know Perez's disabilities and they were only told an intoxicated man was threatening people with a knife. An attorney for the boy's family, which is filing a wrongful death lawsuit, says they're deeply disappointed. The shooting outraged many members of the community. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Well, things are starting to look a little bit better. Things clearing up on K-254 where we had that traffic accident earlier, and so things looking quite a bit better there at the moment. The big problem right now is actually westbound on Kellogg. That construction at the Central Business District, well, westbound, that backup goes all the way back to Hillside at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mainly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll call it a high of 80. Northeast winds this morning go back to the south at 5 to 15 this afternoon. Becoming cloudy overnight, low 59. Rain and temperatures hovering in the low 60s on Friday. Not the best start to the Kansas State Fair. We will turn things around, though, this weekend. Mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, northeast wind at 8 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, September 4th. We had a mostly sunny day with afternoon thunderstorms across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 85 degrees. Normal high, 88. Only 0.05 of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. About a half inch in my Riverside rain gauge this morning. But a wind gust of 58 miles per hour clocked at the National Weather Service office out west. And according to the National Weather Service this morning, they were telling me that a 71 mile per hour gust was clocked at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. Yes. 8:12.
Some people got an inch of rain.
Yeah. So others, I got, like I said, on
the airport
west side.
Did not.
No, not much on the airport. Not much going on out there. All right, it's 8:12 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. A team of three men used a slingshot to launch a beanbag 151 feet at an Idaho football field to break the Guinness World Record for the longest cornhole shot with a slingshot. Okay?
Okay.
Joel Strasser, Luke Lorick, and Garrett Smith said it took them multiple attempts at the Meridian Waters football field at Meridian High School before their beanbag landed neatly in the hole of the cornhole target 151 feet away. What was that, 30 yards? Strasser says, Strasser has multiple Guinness World Records titles to his name, mostly involving putting objects into his beard.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So this is a very, very
something
serious individual.
Very unusual, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very serious guy right there. More than 1,000 current and former health and human services employees signed a letter calling for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to resign, citing his removal of CDC Director Susan Meneses and appointment of political ideologues. The letter emphasized the need for health policy to be based on evidence-based principles rather than partisan politics, stating HHS policies are placing the health of all Americans at risk. If Kennedy does not resign, the employees call on the President and Congress to appoint a new Secretary of HHS who ensures health policy is informed by unbiased science. That's an interesting idea. All right.
You know, if all politicians who were called to resign did resign, we would have no government.
Yeah. Maybe that's the idea. They all have a mass resignation. We're not going to put up with this anymore. We're going to go do something else. Play golf. All right, let's see what's going on. We got the Kansas State Fair starting today. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
I beg your pardon.
Not today.
Today's the 4th. Tomorrow's the 5th. It's going to be on September 5th through the 14th. Of course, the Kansas State Fair at Hutchinson every year. And for many of us, we're talking with Shelley last night, my wife, and several years ago we went, and it had been raining, and it was muddy in that parking lot, and it was a mess. But we had to go because I think our granddaughters were, or the twins were just young, and we had to take the kids up there, and it was the only night we could go. And it was just kind of a mess. But, you know, usually you have pretty good weather up there. And it looks like they're going to have pretty good weather to start the fair off tomorrow. And we hope.
Even though there's rain in the forecast.
A little rain, sure. But you don't want it to be too hot either. It's either one or the other.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a problem this year.
Now, tomorrow's high in Wichita, what did I say, 64? Ooh, football weather.
It's like mid-autumn.
Football
tomorrow.
Weather coming up, yeah. And it's a good time to start thinking about chili and having a big bowl of chili. The Wichita Wagon Masters Downtown Chili Cook-Off coming up Saturday, the 27th at noon in downtown Wichita. The Wagon Masters.
Still got to wait a few weeks for that bowl of chili.
That's right. And these guys do this every year, raise money. That's what they do at the Wagon Masters and help people out who need some help.
It's a great annual Wichita event.
It sure is. All right. So I saw a deer cross my path on a rock on a Douglas Street this morning, and then a rabbit. So a deer and rabbit. Now, if I get a coyote to run past, now maybe it's a sign of good luck. What do you think?
It's like Bambi with you.
What do they say? A black cat is crossing your path is bad luck. I know that. But it doesn't say anything about raccoons or possums or anything like that. So I don't know. 8:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted show number 7006.
7006. Man, it seems like 7005 was just yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Just time flies. Just passing by. 8:16 now. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports this morning again with Ted Woodward, sir.
It's time for football. 7 months ago, we last saw an NFL game, the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles defeating the Kansas City Chiefs for the championship. Here we are 7 months later. It's time for another season. The first game of the season in the NFL is tonight. The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting their division rival, the Dallas Cowboys. Live coverage of the NFL season opener at 6 o'clock this evening. Game will kick off at 7:20 p.m., and that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Eagles a whopping 8.5-point favorite going into this one, trying to start to defend their Super Bowl championship. We even have a few high school games in the state tonight. Most everybody will start tomorrow, but a few tonight, including Steve McIntosh's alma mater, the Wichita West Pioneers, will be on the road at Topeka tonight. So good luck to the Pioneers. Getting things started tonight on a Thursday. Most everyone else will start tomorrow. Get going on K-State football. Find out the latest from the Wildcats, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman radio show with the head coach. 5 p.m. today, and that's over on KFH. K-State coming off its first win of the season, getting ready to host Army in Manhattan on Saturday evening. Coach Klieman, 5 p.m. tonight. Big-time golf tournament is underway in Wichita for the next 4 days. The Annika Women's All-Pro Tour is taking place in Wichita, the finish of its season for the Heritage Classic Tour Championship, fourth annual. It's all taking place out on the west side at Rolling Hills Country Club, the birthplace of the LPGA. The LPGA is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. There are 134 elite female golfers here in Wichita for the next 4 days. First round just got underway within that last half hour. The final group will tee off at 2:15 this afternoon, so we got a lot of golf all day long at Rolling Hills. The winner by Sunday will win $20,000 for a championship. And the namesake of the tour, the great World Golf Hall of Famer herself, Annika Sorenstam, will be in Wichita for the final round on Sunday. So, big goings-on in women's golf out at Rolling Hills Country Club for the next 4 days. Minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge. Big playoff push against their rival, the Tulsa Drillers, but they were not able to play last night. Got a lot of hail in downtown Wichita and technical difficulties, and they couldn't play last night. So, it's the first, by the way, first postponed home game for the Surge in 3.5 years. They've had a good run. Last night. So now they have to play a doubleheader today. 2 7-inning games starting at 2:05 this afternoon downtown at Equity Bank Park. Wichita right now is working on a 7-game winning streak and just 1 game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go in the season. Two of those 11 games this afternoon downtown. Big games. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals trying to get a playoff spot, but boy, this has been a rough week. You heard the game last night, the Royals and the Angels on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Another struggle for the Royals offense.
Swing and a miss, and now Frazier deep in the hole, 0-2. And Detmers coming out of the bullpen throwing strikes and meaning business, and a fastball that swung on and missed, and the game is over. So Detmers, and not their closer. Boy, he looked very much like a closer in that half inning. And the Royals giving up a run in the top of the eighth and dropped their second in a row to the Angels. Final score, 4-3.
No rally. The Royals went 0-for-8 at the plate to finish the game. All right. They'll try to salvage at least one game of this series and avoid a sweep tonight. Again, the Royals and the Angels. Live coverage at 6:30 tonight. And that is on 1330 a.m., KNSS. And we do have congratulations to K-State and KU Volleyball, both winning last night. K-State sweeps North Carolina State 3-0. K-State Volleyball team off to a 3-0 start. All of those are sweeps. And 15th-ranked Kansas won at Purdue in a tournament, beat Bowling Green 3-1. KU senior from McPherson, Ryan Swanson, with a career-high 20 kills as the Jayhawks pick up their second win of the season. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. Hey, when you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Donald Trump is in Democrats' heads. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Thursday morning, 58 degrees. Shortly after 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, Sedgwick County dispatchers began receiving reports about a gas odor or a possible gas leak. The reports were coming in from areas largely north of 13th Street in Wichita and Andover, with the reports coming in from as far west as Mays. Andover police said a fire department investigation revealed that the odor was coming from a nearby asphalt plant. Authorities determined that there was no danger to the community and the area is safe.
President Trump not giving up on his tariffs plan.
The Trump administration took the fight over tariffs to the Supreme Court Wednesday. They want the high court to reverse a lower court ruling that said the president's tariffs are illegal and that he exceeded his authority in imposing them. That lower court said the tariffs could stay in place until October 14th, giving the administration a chance to appeal. But the president said earlier this week,
if we didn't have tariffs, we would be a very poor nation.
However, several economists around the world have said the tariffs have created chaos and slowed economic growth. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An investigation is underway in New York City after a video appears to show young people operating a subway train.
The chairman and CEO of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which oversees the subways, said he can't comment on the investigation, but offered his opinion, saying somebody who lets people drive trains who are not qualified and certified and fully trained ought to be fired. The video posted to TikTok shows a young boy sitting at the controls of the elevated train, at one point honking the horn as an employee stands off to the side, with a man heard saying go as the train passes an empty platform. Later, a second boy seen wearing a safety vest is in the driver's seat, while the employee is seen holding a coffee cup in one hand and using his cell phone in the other. Both boys appear to be in their teens. In New York City, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
In January, police released images and video of six individuals who they said commandeered an unoccupied train and took it for a joyride.
Defense officials, congressional leaders, and lawmakers honoring members of the famed African-American regiment from New York that served during World War I. This was all part of a ceremony yesterday on Capitol Hill.
Descendants of those who served in the Harlem Hellfighters were given the Congressional Gold Medal to celebrate the 369th Infantry Regiment's bravery during the Great War. After accepting the medal from House Speaker Mike Johnson, Deborah Willett spoke about her grandfather, Sergeant Leander Willett.
I know that my grandfather and the other brave men that fought alongside him never thought that their courage and their exploits would be celebrated in such a revered setting. And I thank all of you for giving them this honor.
The Germans gave them the name Hellfighters due to their relentless spirit. The French decorated them. But in America, they returned to racism. House Speaker Johnson noted that this honor has been long overdue.
They faced persistent persecution and discrimination in the ranks, but they swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and they kept that oath with their lives. Though the days of World War I are becoming a distant memory, the lessons of courage and honor and duty that we learned from these men endures to this day and beyond.
This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Federal officials planning a new immigrant detention center in Louisiana.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission approves changes to the county code for stormwater management.
One.
Thunderstorms with high wind and large hail hammer central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Really, things are starting to wind down, but we've still got some heavy traffic in that road construction. Eastbound on Kellogg right now, and that is right around the Central Business District. And speaking of that area, Broadway northbound, starting about Douglas. Very slow-moving traffic there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. 40% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 59. Friday, cooler with a 60% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 64 degrees. Now a clear sky. Northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street. The Dow is up by almost 27 points. S&P in positive territory by nearly 13 points, and the NASDAQ is up almost 50 points this morning. Local senior living company is expanding. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Legend Senior Living has purchased communities in St. Charles, Missouri, outside St. Louis, and Gainesville, Florida. That's two more properties for the company. That brings the company's portfolio to 73 residences over Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Florida, and Pennsylvania. Legend Senior Living is a 24-year-old company founded in Wichita and has been expanding rapidly in recent years. It added four Florida residences in June, and last year it expanded its headquarters in Wichita at Wilson Estates Office Park to support its growth. The company operates Regent Park and Regent Independent Living in Northeast Wichita and Park West Plaza and The Manor in Northwest Wichita. One of Wichita's biggest residential real estate brokerages has named a new CEO. She's Ashley Haynes. And she's been helping at Keller Williams' hometown partner's largest team, the Roy Group, for the past 11 years. Now Keller Williams has selected her to be CEO, replacing Amanda Rempe. Haynes oversees 115 agents over several local teams that make up Hometown Partners. And Hometown Partners is the city's third largest brokerage with $466 million in residential sales volume last year. Two Wichita natives who play football at Kansas State have signed NIL deals with their hometown burger place. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers announced it has signed name, image, and likeness contracts with quarterback Avery Johnson, who played at Mays, and Dylan Edwards, who played at Derby. Freddy's also signed an NIL deal with K-State soccer player Anna Pagano, who's from St. Louis. Freddy's also announced NIL deals with student-athletes from Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, and Arizona State. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, people who are looking for ways to save on travel through 2027 have until Friday, tomorrow, to get Frontier Airlines Go Wild all-you-can-fly passes for just $299. That's down from the usual price of $599. With this pass, travelers get unlimited flights to more than 100 destinations across the U.S., Latin America, the Caribbean, and Puerto Rico. Customers can start using it right away. And as Ted pointed out when we talked about this earlier, there's got to be a catch of some kind. I mean, $300 and you just keep going to all these flights and everything? Yeah. If I was a retired person, I would look into that. But I like Ted said, it's too good to be true, right?
I can't. We need to go read the fine print.
Yeah, it's got to be a scam there some way. Maybe it's if you clean out the plane afterwards, or you have to deal with unruly passengers, something like that. Mm. Birthdays today. Tom Watson, 76 years old today. What a golfer this guy is. Legendary. He's won 8 major championships, heading the PGA Tour money list 5 times. And born in Kansas City, Missouri. And Ted, you say Tom Watson still lives in Kansas City.
Huh? Kansas resident. Still there in the OP.
Still going at it. All right, Kirk, hey, thanks for being with us. You will be here tomorrow, won't you, for Steve and Ted show number 7007. Thank you, sir.
Didn't miss it.
All right, coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. New ICE detention facilities. We're going to talk about that. Top of the hour news at 9 o'clock. Late summer thunderstorms hammer central Kansas. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.